Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with Kitab al-Istighfar, the chapter on seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan such that he has put two qualities in him. Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in insan this quality of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he exercises this ability to obey Allah, to draw the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given him this ability of rising above the malaika also. And if he goes against the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeys Allah, he goes into fujur, he goes into evil. Now this person will go even below the animals also. He has the potential of going so low. So the question that might come to the mind is then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan with this quality, that he can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to be disobeyed. So why did he create insan with this quality? So ulama explain that Allah, one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities is, Allah Pak is ghafoorur rahim. Allah Pak is all forgiving. So to make izhar, to bring and express this quality of forgiveness and the love that Allah has to forgiveness, the love that Allah has to forgive, Allah Pak created a creation that will sin and Allah will still forgive him. He'll go on sinning and Allah Pak will still forgive him, to make izhar, to express this ability and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Therefore one hadith will do as we go on, that if there were nobody that would disobey Allah, Allah Pak would create a special creation that will disobey so that Allah Pak could forgive that creation. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. This is the clemency and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with this chapter, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala speaking about the believers, about the mu'mineen, says those, if they carry out an open or immoral act or oppress themselves, immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness for their sins. This is the quality of a person, iman. Not that he won't make a guna, but the moment he makes a guna, immediately he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately he turns to tawbah. He doesn't delay tawbah. He doesn't make it such that he waits and he delays, he procrastinates. When I get old, now we'll talk about making tawbah. Immediately, the moment he slips, at that point he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. Those who can forgive, who Allah Pak then asks after this, explaining about the believers, how when they slip, they make a mistake, immediately they turn to tawbah. And then Allah Pak asks this question, that who can forgive sins besides Allah? And they do not intentionally, talking about the mu'mineen, they do not intentionally persist in what they do. Yes, if they slip and they make a mistake, that is easy, but they don't deliberately persist and continue on the line of gunas. And this is what you call a person of iman. That he doesn't continuously take enjoyment from gunas. He happens to do it, he makes tawbah, and he feels sore, he feels bad, he feels that nadamat in his heart, that how could I have disobeyed such a great Allah who has given me so many ni'mats, so many favors Allah Pak has given me, how could I have slipped and made that mistake and disobeyed Allah? If I just look at myself, my body, how many favors of Allah Pak I'm enjoying daily. How is it possible to disobey and displease that person who's giving me so many benefits? Person just thinks like that. Immediately he goes into istighfar. عن الأغار المزني رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنه ليغان على قلبي وإني لأستغفر الله في اليوم مئة مرة رواه مسلم. Look at the condition and the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Mughar al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cloudiness comes over my heart and I seek forgiveness from Allah 100 times daily. Cloudiness, I will explain what this means, comes over my heart and I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times daily. Ulama explain what is meant by cloudiness. Now we're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how careful when they explain also how careful they are to keep the respect, the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they speak also about Anbiya, about Sahaba, then be very careful to keep the respect of Sahaba. Like that when it is spoken about Anbiya alayhi salam, that according to the respect and the shan of Anbiya alayhi salam, that is how the explanation also is given in according kama yaliqu fi sha'ni, according to their shan and their status. Now with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant that cloudiness comes over my heart? Ulama One explanation is that now this is with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so don't even discuss it. Some ulama take that view, they don't discuss it. This is a very great subject, we may not be able to understand it. Other ulama say, no, it is easy to understand. And what it is referring to is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was always in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was tawajju and attention was always on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to fulfill his farz, that mansabiyah that Allah Pak had given him, that command that Allah Pak had given him of talim, of dawat, etc. So he had to mix with the people, to give them this dawat, give them the talim. And the effect now of mixing with the people and doing this dawat and talim, for those moments his heart was not directly in the tawajjuh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not directly in zikr. So just for those few moments, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by mixing with the people, engaging them, this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is referring to, that cloudiness comes over my heart. إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَى قَلْبِ. Now, out of regret for that I had to do this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making istighfar 100 times daily. There's no guna at all involved here. Ma'asum, completely sinless. But yet, that my tawajjuh had to leave there for a few moments, I had to mix with the people. The effect of that is causing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now to ask for istighfar. Another explanation ulama give is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is continuously ascending. Ascending as far as his rank is concerned, his darajat is concerned in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously going higher and higher. So reflecting upon that condition that he was before this higher condition that he reached, looking back and thinking about that condition, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. I wasn't at that level that I should have been in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore I'm asking istighfar and I'm asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no question of any guna at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that real understanding of the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was continuously ascending in the sight of Allah. Just looking back, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt I should have been at the higher stage, and now he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Another explanation that ulama give is that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to explain to people the rukhsat and azimat. Rukhsat means the easy, the conditions that Shariat allows in terms of taking the easy route, in terms of taking the azimat. Azimat means following the original rule. So sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to explain, he would not fast sometimes to show us that we don't have to fast all the time, and sometimes he would fast also to show us that it is good to fast. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam deliberately would do that. Sometimes he'll leave it out, sometimes he'll read long rakats of the Hajj Salat, sometimes he'll read shorter rakats to show the ummah that Allah Pak is giving a little bit of leniency, allowance and tolerance in these masail. It's not that Rasulullah sallallahu wanted to do short for himself. He wanted to show the ummah that this is the allowance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Now doing that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt that it is something that is causing cloudiness over my heart, that I had to do this to show the ummah. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is making istighfar 100 times. Look at the great maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq, as we know today is Friday. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that ulama tell us is when we're doing salawat and sitting salam, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think about the maqam, think about the favors and the ihsan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, the hardships that he went through, so that this beautiful deen could come to us. Put all those fazail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front, all the ihsanat that he has shown us, and then we say salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has a different effect. So we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf. And as we know, we're still in the Mubarak days of Dhul Hijjah, so we should try and take out extra time, especially before Maghrib Salat, in dua, and make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also of reciting Suratul Kahf. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.